Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series, Believe God's Word When You Pray. You are studying Lesson 3, Faith, Key Ingredient for Answered Prayer. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it. Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise and thanksgiving for this broadcast today. We ask you, sir, by the Spirit of God, to open the eyes of our understanding, and we believe that we receive, in order to enhance and develop our communication with you. And we give you praise and thanksgiving for it. We don't plan to live this life without your wisdom, your guidance, your knowledge, your help, your instruction, your leadership. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we don't pray for faith. That's not what the prayer of faith is. I want this to become very, very important in your thinking. I don't want you to ever allow yourself to get caught in that trap of, oh, God, give me more faith. Oh, God, I just don't have enough faith. Oh, God, Jesus' own disciples came to him and said, Lord, increase our faith. He said, do you remember what I told you about the sower sowing the seed? If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say. In other words, faith, Romans 10, 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible said, God has given unto every man that's born again the measure of faith. It's in there. It is part of your born again spirit. Now, we don't pray and ask God for things that we already have, that have already been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus and given to us as born-again people, because that in itself will short-circuit faith and cause it to be feeble and not work, because you're praying for something that you already have. How could you be asking for something that you already have and be asking for it in faith? I mean, you know, it's a standoff. Now, it's a dead-end street. Now, remember this. Say it out loud. Prayer does not make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. Now, get that again. What makes prayer work? Faith makes prayer work. Prayer doesn't make faith work. In other words, you can operate and use faith without being in a form of prayer and requesting something from God. In fact, if you really want to know the truth, the prayer of faith includes just speaking to the mountain and of whatever the problem is and commanding it to be removed. Jesus referred to that in Mark 11, 23. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. He didn't say, oh God, be thou removed mountain. No. I don't know where we get some of the ideas we have. Where we say, oh Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we ask you in Jesus' name to deliver us from this or that or the other, when all the time His Word says, you speak to this, that, or the other in my name, and I will do it. So we need to be very careful to carry these things out the way the Bible says, because the reason the Bible says that is it's the way they work. So prayer doesn't make faith work. Faith makes prayer work. Now, When we talk about the prayer of faith, we're talking about a specific prayer. You remember Ephesians when we first started this in the 6th chapter and long from the 10th through the 18th verses. And it said, put on the whole armor of God, praying always with all prayer. Another translation, praying always with all different kinds of prayer. Well, we're using that phrase from James 5, 13, 14, 15, and 16, that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Well, that is, we're using that as a specific label on a kind of prayer for study purposes, to set it out here and single it out and take a good look at it and its forms and so forth. Now, of course, all these different kind of prayers will come overlap one another as you pray. Praise and the prayer of faith will overlap one another, should overlap one another. But in studying them, we are talking about a specific prayer in the prayer of faith. And I want to make that very clear to you, because all prayer is prayed on the principles and the standards of faith. Now, let's go back then to James 5:13. Is any among you afflicted, or is any among you under a lot of pressure and trouble and trial and test? Now remember, in the first chapter of James, he talked about when you're under those kind of trials. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations. The Greek word is temptation, testings or trials or pressures. Same thing referred to here as affliction. He wasn't talking about sickness or disease here. And that, of course, that could come together. But we're, again, talking about these things specifically in order to understand them more clearly. Any among you afflicted, let him pray. I just cannot get by this without referring to the fact that he didn't say, is any among you under pressure or troubled or are having problems, let him go find a counselor and get him to pray. No, it didn't. I tell you what, I'm really going to be truthful and frank with you about this, because we've run this counseling business absolutely into the ground. I mean, we've run it into the ground to where it's not a rut, it's a grave, brother. I mean, all this counseling, most of it. Now, not all of it, but boy, I mean almost all of it. I'm so close to all of it, it ain't even funny. It's not really Holy Ghost counseling at all. It's problem rehearsal, and it is, for the most case, application of psychologies. And it's being dealt with primarily in the natural. Psychology is an ology of the psychic. In other words, it deals with mental forces and mental ideas. And that's important. I'm not belittling that. But it'll never get your problems met when you try to replace supernatural forces and the power of God and God's leadership with the manipulation of ideas, and through those ideas, even at times trying to manipulate people. And if you get over into the manipulation of people, you're out of bounds where God's concerned, because really, you just call it what it is, witchcraft, and you need to be aware of that. Now then, let him pray. In your praying, what is he to pray? Well, it says what to pray when you're in troubles like that. Over in the first chapter, said for him to ask for God's wisdom concerning these things. God will counsel you. If you'll spend some time on your knees with your mouth shut, amen. A lot of praying is done without saying anything. Part of praying is listening, because it's not just all talk. It's not just all ask. It's not just all seek. It involves communication. Communication is not just one way. It's a two-way street. Now then, is there any merry? Let him sing psalms. The singing of psalms ought to be involved in all. He said, count it joy when you fall into temptations, testings, and trials, or afflictions and troubles, you see. Now, is any sick among you? Now, the Greek text, as I mentioned yesterday, indicates he's so sick he can't pray for himself. And I've been there, and you probably have too. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. It didn't say it might, it said it will. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You don't have to have the elders pray the prayer of faith for you. This is indicating that you can if the thing has gotten out of hand or you don't know how to handle it. There's not anything wrong with calling the elders to pray for you unless, now there is an unless here, unless you've come to the place where you try to get the elders to do all of you praying for you. It says, and here again I'm referring to what the Greek text is. You can check out for yourself by going to W.E. Vine's Expository New Testament Words and Dictionary of New Testament Words, or go to your concordance and see what the word means. Look it up and check those words out. He's literally saying, and I don't know why they didn't translate it that way, but anyway, he's literally saying, is there any among you that's sick, you can't pray for yourself? Let him call for the elders of the church. They'll anoint him with oil. Pray the prayer of faith in the name of the Lord, and it'll raise him up. Now, you don't have to have them to pray it for you. There's not anything wrong with calling them to pray it for you. But now let me remind you of something here. Let's say here that that I'm not so sick I can't pray for myself, and I have prayed the prayer of faith for myself. What is the prayer of faith? Quickly, say it. Jesus said, speak to the mountain. Speak to the thing. Mark 11:24, believe it when you pray, not after you feel something or see something or hear something. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. Hebrews 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. The Amplified says, not yet revealed to the physical senses. So the prayer of faith is saying it and believing that you receive it and speaking to that problem and believing that it is done and declaring amen before you can feel it or before it's revealed to your physical senses, before you can taste it, smell it, see it, hear it. You believe that it's done because you receive the answer to it in the Spirit based on God's Word before it happens in the flesh based on what you can feel. Now, that's the prayer of faith. Let's go back now. Say that I'm not so sick that I can't pray for myself, and I have prayed for myself, but I have a desire for the elders of the church to pray with me. Huh? With me. Not for me. With me. What is that? Prayer of agreement. So can you see where the difference is? When I call the elders in to pray the prayer of faith for me, really and truly, should be one of two things. I don't know how to pray it. Or I'm really just too sick to pray it for myself. Like somebody said one time, oh, I'm just so sick I can't go to the healing meeting. Well, get somebody to haul you to the healing meeting then. Praise God. Amen. So I want you to see the difference between those two. Now then, I want to share some things with you, some thoughts with you. It'd be good if you write these down. I hope you got your recorder going where you can refer to this and think about it and look at it over and over. Really, you know, particularly if you're watching this broadcast right now or listening to this somewhere or another, and you're really not in this shape. But later on when you get in this shape, comes time to pray. That's the time you need to go back and go over these things again and again and again. Because when there's heavy problems, heavy trouble, heavy sickness, heavy pain, whatever it is, lots of pressure, you don't think as well as you do when you're in a meeting or you're studying the Word at that time and there's not all that much pressure, coming against you. Keep these things where you can refer to them. Go back and get hold of it again and again and again and again. Now listen. This is the prayer of faith. It is not the prayer of look and see. It's the prayer of faith. And I can promise you, because I know the devil very well, I know him, I hate him, and I tell you, I know what he's like. He is a liar. And I know what he'll do. You pray the prayer of faith, and I mean, you may not get the words out of your mouth until the next thought you have. Why don't you feel and see if anything's happened? Don't do it. And I'm telling you, sometimes it is the hardest thing you ever did not to look and see. Don't do it. I told you this story some months ago, and I'll refer to it again right here because it's such a prime example of it. I broke my toe one morning about 2:30 in the morning. I just come home off the road, and you know, when you spend a lot of time in hotel rooms, you get up in the middle of the night, you really don't ever know right just exactly where you are. The hotel you were in last night, the door might have been there, and the hotel tonight, the door's over there. I mean, you get lost in those rooms, you know, bang into the walls and stuff. Well, I'm almost as bad when I get home because I stay gone so much. And I came home, and we had this great big old ottoman about this big, about that heavy thing, you know. Man, somehow or another, that thing got scooted away from the chair and scooted out just right in the way going into the hall, headed toward the bedroom. And I was in there that everybody else had gone to bed, and I'm kind of a night owl anyway. And I got up, started to bed. I just reached over and flipped the light off. Well, it's dark in there. I took about 4 steps, and wham, boy, I mean, I just drop-kicked that ottoman, and it didn't move. And my old toe sounded like somebody broke a stick about as big as your thumb. Bap! I thought, oh. Well, to make a long story short, I immediately, right then, began to praise God. Are you praising God because God broke your toe? No, God didn't break my toe. He didn't cause me to break my toe. He's not out breaking toes. You understand that? I'll tell you some of the dumb ideas that we get. Anyway, as I believe that I receive, I mean, I turned that light on. I got the Word of God down. I went to the Word concerning healing and deliverance. I went to these scriptures right here on pressure and trouble and hurting and... It felt like somebody driving nails up my leg. It hurt me, man. I said, and I looked at my watch. I said, I believe that I now, and I called out the time, I now receive my healing. I mean, I no more got it out of my mouth. Why don't you look and see it? Well, you must not got your healing. Don't you feel how bad that hurts? Look, feel, see. This is the prayer of faith, not the prayer of look and see. Oh, I don't guess I got anything. I just don't understand how come God don't heal me. When you do that, you withdraw your faith. There's no spiritual force there then to exercise that healing. It'll all just be a natural healing, and which is good, but you might run into something where there's no natural healing for. Now, faith will work. Faith is a real force. It's not just some kind of a state of mind or an idea. It can create a state of mind, but it doesn't come out of the mind. It comes out of the reborn spirit because it comes from God. Anyway, the next morning when I woke up, it was like the devil had sent some little demon to sit right there over me just as soon as I opened my eyes. And he said, just as quick as I opened my eyes the next morning, won't you see if your toes heal? Won't you feel and see? Won't you see if you got your healing? Yeah, but you ain't going to get your healing this time. I just said out loud, I said, shut up in the name of Jesus. I don't have to get my healing. Jesus bought and paid for it 2,000 years ago. And this morning, around 2:30 in the morning, and I called out exactly that time that I had called out the night before. I like to be punctual like that because I like to hit the devil right between the eyes with everything I can find. I said, I don't hope to get it. I believe I receive it. It's already mine. It belongs to me. It's bought and paid for by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Deliverer and my Savior and my toe healer. Praise God. And I started to get out of bed, and the next thought I had, won't you look at it and see? Won't you look at it and see? I bet it's all black and blue and different colored. I said, no, I don't have to look and see if I got my healing. And I went back through all that again. Said it out loud, too, in order to stop my mind. You can stop your mind with your mouth, because your head's got to stop and see what your mouth got to say. I got out of bed. I refused to look at that toe. I tell you, because I'm under a lot of pressure, see, and if I ever yield to it, boy, I'm heading, start heading out that way into doubt and unbelief. You're going to have to stop the thoughts of doubt and unbelief from ever getting into your mind, because they create fear and all that, and fear and faith are opposite forces. So anyway, I got out of bed, boy, I mean, when I stood down on that thing, it just shot up my leg. And oh, I don't guess you got your healing. I said, shut up. Went through all of it again. Walked into the kitchen. Gloria's in there. Oh, what a temptation. Oh, I tell you, this morning I kicked that stool and I believe I broke. Listen to the words. I believe I broke my toe. I believe. You hear the words? I believe. Well, that's believing in the wrong direction. I walked in there. I put my sock on without looking at that foot. I said, that's silly. My foot's well. Not so silly. It's just different. It's right. We're used to walking in doubt and unbelief. That's the reason faith sounds silly sometimes. But to God, that other junk sounds silly. Wonder why he's acting that way when my word says, by my stripes ye were healed. I walked in there. I said, Gloria, I want you to know at 2:30 this morning, I believe I received my healing from stumping my toe, and I believe that I'm healed, and I believe that I'm well, and I quoted all the scriptures, and I quoted what the devil had been saying and how I had rebuked him. She said, I agree with you in the name of Jesus. And before noon that day, every symptom was gone, the toe was back together, and I was dancing around, just dancing a jig, praising God and giving him all the glory. That is the prayer of faith. Now to close this, listen. Contrary evidence of the senses is no reason for doubting. This is the prayer of faith. And the evidences upon which our faith rests are far more reliable. In fact, this is where our faith rests. And when that prayer rests on this, it is eternal. Father, I pray for this television audience today in the name of Jesus. I hold them up to you to be made whole, spirit and soul and body. Reveal into them the prayer of faith and deliverance and power and how to walk in it and maintain it until it changes physical things and changes the problems and drives out the pressures and drives out sickness and disease. We thank you for it. We give you all the praise in Jesus.
Whoa, now wait a minute. You ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around. Yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and pray and learn and remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next lesson.